What is up, you guys? Welcome back. Welcome to or welcome back to my channel. How the heck are you? If you are watching on YouTube, you see there's a little bit of a different filming situation as I've got my mic. I'm trying to embody more of a laid-back style here with the podcast. I realize if I want to make this sustainable, which I do, I want to be creating content. I don't really like that word, but for lack of a better word, I want to be creating these episodes for you guys for years to come. And I realize that if I want to keep doing it and make it more sustainable, I have to just chill with it. It's got to be like we're having a conversation and I'm talking to a friend versus 1, 2, 3, 4. Okay, bye. Because I feel like so much pressure to create these episodes. If the pressure is to be succinct and to be quick and to give you guys actionable advice that you can go and take with your children, which of course I want you guys to come. I want you to walk away from this episode with value. Don't get me wrong, but I feel like I just put a lot of pressure on myself to perform, and girl, we've got to stop. So the word for the year is sustainable. And to keep this sustainable, I'm ushering in a conversational tone to my episodes. Okay, so that means it's gonna be a little bit more rambling. It's gonna be more like you're talking to a friend and they're just sharing what's on their mind versus boom, 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 boom. Of course, I'm gonna have actionable advice for you guys, but I just wanna relax with it. Can I get an amen? Can we just relax? Can we kiki? Can we talk? So that's the vibe. And it's been a while since I have created an episode for you guys because, unfortunately, my mom passed away back in February. And so, obviously, I took some time to gather myself and spend time with family and just take it easy. Of course, I've been working. Your girl has been working. But I am really excited. I don't know if excited is the right word, but I'm eager. I feel ready to get back into these episodes because truth be told, this is where I feel like I can give the most value. I mean, Instagram is cool and follow your girl on Instagram. I love Instagram, but I love YouTube and podcast style because this is where I could really open up my heart and share with y'all. So I'm ready to be back. It's been hard getting into the mindset of coming back, hence why I'm like, okay, this has to be sustainable. This has to feel natural. And so, hence why we're here with this kind of new setup. But I wanted to make this episode as a tribute to my mom. And I want to share with you some life-changing lessons that I've learned. You know, obviously this season has sparked so much reflection and contemplation, and a part of grief is looking back at your relationship with that person and figuring out what it all means, right? Like, what does it really mean in the grand scheme of things, and what are the lessons that I want to embody as a person and as a mom? Like, what am I taking away from my relationship with my mom? And yeah, that's what this episode is going to be about. I'm going to try not to get too emotional or cry, but bear with me. I'm going to be sharing some stories from my childhood, part of who she was and part of who I was, and kind of just what makes me, right? Because truth be told, my mom has had, oh, see, here we go. My mom has had such an impact on me, as I'm sure a lot of you guys can relate to, right? The relationship that we have with our moms is unique. It's one of a kind. And now that I am a mom, it's just really important to me that I pass down her legacy, like now more than ever. And so, you know, I know a lot of the wave right now is like, break generational curses and generational trauma, which I love that for us as a collective. And it is part of what drew me into the field of psychology, particularly child development, child trauma, is to end the cycles of abuse. And so I collectively, like, I love that for us. But I also notice that there is this wave of focusing on the bad, focusing on what went wrong in our childhoods. And I don't see a lot of celebration for our parents, if I'm being real, right? Like for our family members and for our heritage. I don't see a lot of that in the parenting space. Maybe that's just, you know, what I'm focusing on, what I'm exposed to. But with my mom's passing, I want to bring that back a little bit. Like, what did our parents do right? Right? What are the parts of them and who they were that we want to take with us and embody as a parent? Because the truth is, nobody is all good. Nobody is all bad, right? And so are our parents, right? They're not all bad. And there is so much that they did right. And I want to think, if we focus more on that, maybe that would help us too with our parenting. So that's what this episode is going to be about. And one of the other points that I wanted to make is that when it comes to parenting, I have learned more about parenting from my mom than I have ever had from a research article, clinical experience and supervision, books, lectures, podcasts, and so have you, right? Like our early relationships form the blueprint of how we see ourselves, how we relate to others, and how we interpret the world in general and really our place in it. And for better or for worse, you know, our early caregivers, and for a lot of us it's our moms, really have such a huge impact on us. And so I just want to share with you some of the lessons that I've learned. Of course, she wasn't perfect, and maybe that's an episode for another day. Like my childhood and the chaos that was, right? And I'm sure a lot of you can relate. She wasn't perfect, but she did her best, and her best was good enough, if you will, right? Like, I feel like she did a pretty damn good job, if I do say so myself, especially mostly as a single mother, raising two kids on her own. She put herself through school, through college. She switched careers, midlife. Like, there's just so much that I admire about her. She was a badass. So that is where I get a lot of my values from, right? Like my value of family, taking care of my children, providing for them, comforting them, nourishing them, nurturing them, and showing them the beauty of hard work. I mean, can I get an amen? So one of the biggest lessons or gifts that my mother gave me was the gift of an origin story. So early on, she instilled in me the concept that I was here for a purpose, a special purpose, a unique purpose. And she gave me that lesson through an origin story. So sometime in childhood, like elementary school, you know those projects where you have to find out more about how did you get your name and your middle name and what does it mean? Well, I remember doing one of those projects, and so I had to ask, like, what is the meaning of my name? And my middle name is Jindehi, which is Swahili for to give thanks. So I'm like, to give thanks? Where did that come from? How did we get here? And so she told me the story about how basically I wasn't supposed to be born. The doctors actually advised my mom, do not get pregnant, okay? It is very dangerous for you. The likelihood that you will get pregnant is not very likely. But also, just don't do it because it's very dangerous. So what happened was, before she had me, she had an ectopic pregnancy and she almost passed away. She almost died. And she passed out in the bathroom. My dad found her. They rushed her to the hospital and they had to remove her fallopian tube, one of her fallopian tubes. And so the doctors were like, given all that's happened, do not have any more children. So she had my sister. I have an older sister. My mom, being the stubborn woman that she was, bless her heart, she was like, I've always wanted more than one child. So she was an only child. So she always knew she did not want just one child. She from her perspective and her experience, being an only child was lonely for her, and so she always wanted at least two kids. And that's what the story she tells me. So she's like, no, I'm gonna try again. So lo and behold, she had me. And so she was so overjoyed and excited to have me, and so that's where Jindehi comes from. And so she tells me this story as a young child, in a spirit of, you're here for a purpose, Jazzy. That was my nickname. Like, you're not here on accident, right? You have a special gift. You have a special purpose on this earth. I don't know what it is. You're going to figure that out. I'll be here to cheerlead you to figure that out. And learning that story was so pivotal for me, and it always stuck with me. Hence why I'm sharing the story. But I feel like our world would be such a better place if all children grew up to feel like they had a special purpose on this earth. And so, anyways, lesson number one is that she gave me the gift of feeling like my life had meaning, that my life had purpose. And I feel like as parents, that's our job, right? Our job is to instill that belief in our children that they are here for a reason. And it's not to like give them undue pressure, you know, like, oh, you have to perform and you have to do great things and great and mighty things. It's just that you're not an accident, right? You're here for a special purpose. You have a special gift. And my job as your parent is to believe in you and to cheer you on as you figure it out and you stumble along the way and you make mistakes and you experiment, and you'll figure it out. And maybe it's multiple things, but your life is not an accident, I guess, is the sentiment. And I think that's one of the best gifts we can give our kids. The other lesson that my mom taught me was the value of open and honest communication. So from early on, I can remember my mom, you know, after having tough moments, she would always circle back and say something to the effect of, you know, I'm sorry, Jazzy. Like, can you forgive me? Can we have a good day? Like, can we still have a good day? Essentially, like, can we move on from this as a, you know, team, as a relationship? And that taught me so many things, because of course we had our conflict and she did not do everything right. But what she did right was she came back and she repaired and she apologized and she took time to have conversations with me. And that always stuck with me, because I always knew at the end of the day that our relationship could be on the rocks, but she was never going to abandon me or give up on me or leave me, right? Or reject me. I never felt rejected by her. And so as a mom, I of course instill that, right? That, okay, whoops, that is not how I wanted to show up. Let's have a redo, right? Let's continue to have a good day. I think that was also a really big thing, is she didn't hold resentment. She didn't feel no type of way. She really like let it go. And I love that. Like, can we still have a good day? Because the truth is, it's never too late to have a good day, right? Even when we have a challenging morning or afternoon, we can always choose to turn it around and have a good day. And so it's a mindset thing. And lesson number three is to do my own thing. Travel, explore the world, even if it means doing it by myself. So I was in middle school when my mom found an ad in the paper to take CPR classes, which would then put you on this list of, you know, CPR certified babysitters, and in the effort to find a job. And lo and behold, I found my first job. It was to be a babysitter for a little boy who was on the autism spectrum. And that job I had for over 10 years, and it provided me with so much opportunity and taught me so much about myself and my interests and my gifts. And I just had such a special relationship with his mom and of course with him. But because of that job that I had, I worked like on the weekends for a couple hours. She was actually a single mom, so she would go and have her meetings with her friends, and I would stay and watch him and hang out with him and play with him. And I remember I got like $20 every Saturday or something like that. And I would just save that up. And because I had that job, I was able to save up a lot of money and buy my own things, which of course opened the doors for me. But one of the things was that I was able to save up for a trip to Europe. So my mom knew a teacher at my middle school who hosted like these international traveling trips where she would be the tour guide and she would take students and their families to places like Europe, and it would be like a learning experience. And so because she knew the teacher, she had actually worked for her, and so we were able to get a deal of a lifetime. It was actually like $1,000 for this 7-day trip to Europe. It included 3 countries, Italy, Greece, and Turkey. And there was like a 3-day cruise to the Greek islands. I mean, it was amazing. And it was $1,000, including hotel and flights. And so it really was a deal of the lifetime. Now, the only catch was that I had to travel by myself. Of course, I was going with this group, but I did not have the comfort of my family. My mom couldn't come with me because she had to work, and it was just too expensive. And so I had to make a decision. Do I go or do I stay back? And with her encouragement and her support, I was like, you know what? Sign me up. So I saved up my money. And I think my grandparents helped me too. But it was such an important opportunity for me. And, you know, traveling taught me so many valuable lessons. Of course, you know, the gift of working hard and saving up your money for something that you really want. But the invaluable gift of exposing yourself to another culture, you know, their cuisine, their language, their traditions, their history, and realizing that the world is so much bigger than your little bubble. And so that really was such a pivotal moment in my childhood. And really, you know, when it comes to travel, you know, you can have so many experiences throughout your life, but the ones that you will rarely forget, at least for me, are the times in which I'm traveling. And that is something that I, of course, want to pass on to my kids and have those experiences with them in childhood. But also, if I take a step back, I think the larger theme or lesson in this experience is like, do what you want, right? Do what calls you, even if it means doing it alone, right? Even if it means you don't have the safety net or the comfort of your family. And that has led me to so many other things along my life, right? Just having that courage to just do you. I feel like that was planted in that experience. And, you know, during one of our last conversations when she was in the hospital, you know, I was asking her, like, what's a place that you've always wanted to visit but you never got a chance to? And why did she say the Greek islands? Why did she say Greece? I'm like, oh my goodness. So to think that she was able to give me an opportunity that she could not give her to herself is very bittersweet. So yeah, this is just your reminder to take the trip. You know, of course, save up, okay? Don't be smart about it. But even if you have young kids, and this is me telling myself this because I have a 1-year-old. And so I'm often like, oh, when he gets older, we'll take that trip. But girl, no, don't wait until they get older. Take the trip. Save up your money. Take the trip. Tell your kids how special they are, right? Tell your children they have a special gift. They are here for a special purpose. And you are there to support them along the way as they figure it out and, you know, enjoy the life, enjoy the journey that is life. Also, stop being afraid to apologize. It's not going to weaken your authority with your children. In fact, it's going to strengthen your authority because you're going to have a stronger connection with them. And connection is what builds our influence as parents. So don't be afraid to apologize to your kids. Don't be afraid to stop mid-moment when you realize you're yelling and be like, whoa, 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 whoa. Let me take a chill pill. Hold on. let me think about this. This is not how I want to show up. Like, never forget, it's never too late to have a bad day. I mean, never forget, it's never too late to have a good day. And you know, this episode is of course in tribute to my mom, but I think it's a reminder, or I hope it is a reminder for you to reflect on the good parts of your parents and your caregivers and your family in general. Like, what are the things that they did right? And what is the parts of them that you want to take with you and the legacy that you want to leave behind for your kids? I love you, Mom. I miss you. And thank you guys for listening or watching and tuning in. Let me know down in the comments if this resonated with you. If you feel called to share the parts of your parents that you cherish and that you want to embody now that you are a parent and you're on the other side and you get it. Let me know. Let me know if you feel called to share. Let me know what your thoughts are. And that is it for this episode. I'll see you guys in the next one.